Dane Allred's World of Hurt, more hiking stupidity. My journey up the mountain behind our home wasn't just about bees and wasps. Another surprise of the hike was on one of the crags that lined the ridgeline. It was one of the topmost and had a large flat area where you could stand and look out over the entire Utah Valley and even see some of Juab County. Just next to the edge of the outcropping, I noticed a small brown circle which looked out of place in the natural setting. After I looked closer, I could see that it was a penny. I picked it up and looked closely at the date. It was from the 1940s and, for all I knew, had been left there by some past hiker 50 years before me. I thought a second about leaving it there for some future hiker, but it was too irresistible to pass by. I only wish I had a new penny in my pocket to replace it. To tell you how unprepared I was, I had taken a baggie full of ice and drank the water as it melted, and soon was out of water. Fortunately, this was June, and as I climbed higher, I found patches of snow where I could renew my water supply. The really idiotic thing about this whole adventure is that no one knew where I was going. I hadn't left a note saying where I was, so if I got hurt, there would be no rescue party. I had on the wrong shoes, and I hadn't brought enough water. But still, I climbed on because it was there. I've always wondered about that phrase in mountains. We climb it because it is there? But I can tell you that it really is true. I kept climbing because there was more mountain in front of me. Farther up the mountain, I finally came to the first of the ridge tops of the mountains. From here, it would be easy walking across the ridges from mountain to mountain. And at the top of each mountain, there seemed to be another mountain, which was just a little higher. If you're going to climb that far, you might as well reach the mountain top. I knew I had to start down pretty soon to beat darkness before I got to the bottom. So I went to the second tallest mountain, which was next to Buckley, I think. It probably would have taken another 30 minutes to go to that other peak, but I decided not to press my luck and started down. The hike down was not the same path I followed up, since I had climbed a few small cliffs which were not higher than 10 feet. I had fallen 10 feet enough not to worry about falling that far, but I didn't want to be falling down then on purpose. So on at least two of the parts of the downhill journey, I found myself faced with two decisions: slide down the rock slide or walk through the thick underbrush. My shoes had almost completely fallen apart by this time. The soles were flapping from the uppers, and they threatened to come completely apart at any minute. When I got home later that day, I simply threw them away. They were totally thrashed. Sliding down a rock on purpose is very fun, but I strongly caution anyone who hasn't survived at least 25 mishaps like I have not to try this at home. The loose rocks had made a 500-foot slope of small pebbles and stones. They were loose enough that as you stepped onto them, they would slide under your feet and you would actually be surfing the rocks. I had to be careful I didn't get going too fast, and from my skiing experience, I knew when and how to slow up and then when to stop. My ankles did get banged up by a couple of larger rocks, but I've never experienced anything like that since. I made it back and immediately collapsed into bed. I'd been hiking for 7 hours and had gone from about 4,500 feet elevation where my house is to about 11,000 feet at the top of the mountain and then back down again. I don't know how many miles I hiked that day, but I had hiked over 2 miles straight up and down. I once tried to figure it out on a topographical map, and it seemed like it was about 11 miles total. I slept for about 15 hours straight and woke up about noon the next day. The family was away, so there was no one around to complain about how foolish I had been or how late I was sleeping. Stupid? Yes. A great adventure? Absolutely.